Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. One of the most amazing characteristics that you see in the Quran that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use to describe the prophets of Allah is that they were selfless. They always gave preference to other people over themselves. Every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built a community around him of people who had actually also embodied this characteristic. And today we're going to take a look at some verses from Suratul Insan. From verse number 8 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of these people, these companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of people were they? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. They fed other people even though they had dear love for that food. Who did they feed it to? مِسْكِينًا, the poor. يَتِيمًا, an orphan. وَأَسِيرًا, and a prisoner. When you look at these verses, you see that these people were willing to give what they love the most to people who they expected the least back from in return. It's easy for a person to invite someone else for dinner, knowing that it's very possible in a few days this person will invite me back as well. Or I'll give this person a nice hefty $100 gift at their wedding, knowing that when the wedding comes to our family, this person will repay that $100 at minimum, or maybe even give more in return. Because when they see our generosity, they'll be generous as well. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to those people who they didn't expect anything back in return from. Because this was a sign that what they were doing was purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the story attached to this incident, you can find Imam Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he shares this beautiful narration that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting among people, and a poor person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I am a person without means, I'm struggling, and I'm very hungry. Majhud, I'm exhausted, I'm hungry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go to so-and-so family and ask them, I don't have anything to give to you myself. So that person went to that Ansari family. They had just sat down to have their dinner. And when this person came, he introduced himself and said, the Messenger of Allah sent me to you. and said that I should ask you for my needs, I'm hungry. So the lady of the house prepared some food, had him sit down, and gave him a meal. Not too long passed, another person came to that very same gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said the same thing. O Messenger of Allah, I am a poor person, I am an orphan, I don't have anything to eat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't have anything to give you. However, go to that Ansari's home and tell him I've sent you. So he came to that very same house who had just fed the poor person. And he introduced himself, I am a yatim who's just come from the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet of Allah told me to present my case before you. The lady of the house once again stood up. She said, oh dear guest of ours, take a seat. She prepared some food and she fed this individual. Not too long passed, a third person came to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person was a prisoner. He said, I'm hungry. I'm held as captive, but I'm a hungry person. I need some food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't have anything to give to you, but you can go to so-and-so Ansari's home and ask them. This person did the same thing. He went there, introduced himself, presented his need. The lady of the home once again had him sit down, prepared a meal, and gave it to the person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. They had just sat down to have their own meal. When a person sits to eat their meal, nothing stands before them, between them and their food. They have desire for it. They really want it. But in that moment, when you're not giving your leftovers, rather you're giving what's in front of you that was yours to eat. We give our leftovers to people, but this is the meal that you were just about to eat for yourself. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. Even though they had pure love and desire and need for it, they gave it up. To who? To a poor person, to an orphan, and to a prisoner. Similarly, there's another riwayah that Nafi' narrates regarding Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that once Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was ill, and he desired some grapes. So his wife, Safiya, she sent a servant with some money, with a dirham, and said, go to the market and purchase an unqud, a bunch of dates, and give it to him. When he was taking the dates on the way, there was a poor person following him. He came to the house of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He handed over the grapes, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu took the grapes and he was about to eat them, and he saw the poor man standing there. And he said, what do you need? He said, well, I saw those grapes and my heart desires them. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is a sick person, but yet he gave him the grapes. And this happened multiple times, like in the previous narration I shared with you, multiple times. These verses of the Quran show us how these companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were selfless. And this isn't only one place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as such. In our lives, many people will come to us, many organizations, many institutions will come, and they will present their needs. And I know as someone holding money in your wallet or in your hand, there's a sense of entitlement that I can do whatever I want to. I can give it to whoever I want to. I want to know which project will benefit me the most and will benefit my children the most. But the best way to give is when you find someone who's doing something amazing for the sake of Allah, whether it's an individual, a family, a community, or even an organization, be behind them. Because you're giving for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use you for khayr wherever it manifests, wherever that good comes out. Allah azza wa jalla tells us that these people, when they would give, they would say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We feed you for the pleasure of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want anything back in return from you. We don't want you to say, I'm thank you, or any statements from you. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, they continue to say, إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. That we fear a day that will be woefully grim. A very difficult day, the day of judgment. We worry about that day. So today we spend to protect ourselves from that great day. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِقَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them of the difficulty of that day. وَلَقَاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And gave them bloom and joy in return. And the ayat continue regarding how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. And they continue. all the pleasures and blessings of Jannah. The story of the companions that is referenced in this verse is an opportunity for us to all reflect on. The month of Ramadan is here. This is a month to give. We should be giving as much as it is suitable and appropriate for us to give. As far as your heart is willing to go in giving, take care of those that are immediately around you first and foremost. They have a right upon you. If anyone is related to you, reach out to them without waiting for them to reach out to you. Take the initiative. And if anyone comes knocking on your door, anyone, don't walk away from that person. Don't fear poverty. Give, and in your heart, say the same things the companions did. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ That we give today for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah gave them in return, our hope is we will receive that as well in the hereafter. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ